KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News.
App.
I'm Richard Cantu.
The U.S. Coast Guard says what's believed to be what's left of the crew of the doomed OGX Titan submersible has been recovered.
As the first debris from the Titan sub is lifted to shore, the Coast Guard announcing that investigators have found presumed human remains that have been carefully recovered within the wreckage at the site of the incident. It comes as cranes hoisted large pieces of the Titan wreckage with cables and wires. What appears to be a panel from the exterior of the submersible, along with one of the sub's end caps.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. A federal jury in Missoula, Montana, determined that a health clinic where hundreds of people died from asbestos exposure submitted more than 330 false claims that made patients eligible for Medicare. Domingo Germán of the New York Yankees fired a perfect game in an 11-0 victory over the A's. It's the 19th perfect game, regular season and playoffs of the modern era, and the first no-hit game of this season. This is ABC News. President Biden went to Chicago to tout the administration's economic achievements. On the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, he called out Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville for voting no, but taking the dough.
There's a guy named Tuberville, from Senator from Alabama, who announced that he strongly opposed the legislation. Now he's hailing its passage. Here's what he said, quote, "It's great to see Alabama receive critical funds."
Before leaving the White House, the president was asked about predictions the U.S. economy would slide into recession.
I've been hearing every month it's going to be a recession next month. The consensus is two-thirds of the economists and the major leaders in the banks think we're not going to have a recession.
Science tragedy. New York's Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute suing a cleaning service whose employee turned off the power to a laboratory freezer, destroying more than 20 years of cell structures and other specimens. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoic likes to brag about.
So a horn I like to toot. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday, or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I'm calling this one Brookfield Has the Worst Air in America Tuesday edition. What'd you do, man? What'd you do?
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Crudy, good to see you, Evan, our fair audience. Everybody, take a breath out there. Damn.
Here's what I think it is. The air quality in Brookfield, Wisconsin, just down the road from us. Well, from you, closer to you than I, but, you know, between the two locations we're broadcasting from, declared the worst air quality in America about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Dom, here's my speculation. It's Donald Trump's fault.
Why?
Here's why. You know, they talk about smoking gun evidence.
Yeah.
This newest tape is burning so hot. This is smoking so hot. It's affecting the entire upper Midwest.
And in Brookfield, Waukesha County, the city of Brookfield, right? That's pretty, it's pretty red out there. So they're getting the brunt of it.
I think it's turning bluer all the time.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Christopher Coogan, reporting Brookfield now has the worst air quality in the country and likely the world.
We're number one.
This is a list on which Brookfield probably would prefer not to be at the top. On Tuesday afternoon, the Waukesha County City reached such extreme air quality levels that it was the worst in the country, according to IQAir.com. The site listed Brookfield with an air quality index of 329, which has reached the hazardous stage. It's hazardous to go outside in Brookfield, Wisconsin. When compared to the large cities the website tracks in the world, no other city had worse air quality than Brookfield.
You know, I cracked the windows open this morning. Couldn't tell if that was campfire or Canada burning.
It was Canada burning. It's terrible. It's terrible. It smells awful. It's obviously a danger, but no, nothing to worry about. There's no climatic impacts going on right now. This is regular standard fare. I don't think so. I don't remember waking up and smelling Bigfoot burning in the woods. It's not like a nice, you know, fireside, you know, smell or the leaves burning in the fall. I mean, it smells terrible.
Well, that's one man's opinion.
Yeah, you like that smell out there, Cody? Is that a campfire, man?
You know, I am so stuffed. Like, my head is so stuffy. I didn't even smell it.
Maybe you are physically reacting to the pollutants in the air, Michael. You ever think about that?
I certainly am. You know, I violently sneeze. A lot. I sneeze a lot. Dominic, the smoking gun. We've got it for you, our fair audience. We got to stick around till hour two. That's a tease, Dom. We're teasing.
Is that what we're doing? All right.
We're going to play that in the Happier Happy Hour later in this big show. Dom, let's lead local. Let's look at what the Republicans have cut from Governor Tony Evers' spending plan. You know, his budgetary proposal. Well, Dom, it's $7 billion.
Wait, isn't that about what the surplus is right now?
Something like that. Almost like all of the expenditures of Tony Evers' budget, you know, like the offset of the surplus. Well, let's dig in, Dom. Jesse Apoyan, Molly Beck, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The budget advanced by the legislature's Republican-led budget writing committee, you know, the Joint Finance Committee, Dom, spends about $6.8 billion, or about 6.5% less than what Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed in his 23 to 25 spending plan. And that's according to a summary prepared by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Lawmakers are set to vote on the budget this week after the Joint Finance Committee concluded its work last Thursday. It's good work if you can get it, especially if you've got a 12-4 majority to the, what, gerrymandered advantage of Republicans. Anyways, the budget as approved by the committee would spend $98.7 billion over the next 2 years, compared to Evers' $105.4 billion plan. We believe this is a historic budget. We're quoting that Mark Bourne character from Beaver Dam, Dom. We believe this is a historic budget. We invest historic amounts of money in our current priorities while also providing the largest tax cut in state history. The unwritten part, to rich people. To rich people!
That is, you know, they're investing historic amounts of money in their current priorities, which is what? Giving the largest tax break in state history to primarily the rich people. That's the priority.
Now, Dominic, we talked about the cuts, $7 billion of cuts. I'm going to jump forward just a bit. The bulk of the $1.8 billion cut to the governor's proposed Department of Health Services budget stems from Republicans' decision, and this has always been indefensible, Dom, to reject federal funding to expand Medicaid in Wisconsin. So they're cutting $1.8 billion in federal funds from our state budget, we the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin, because it would benefit poor people living below 136% of the poverty line. But Scott Walker, when he was a failed presidential candidate, uniquely wanted to stick it to the poor people of the state of Wisconsin because it was Obama money. Haven't we moved past blaming it on Obama?
No, you still can't trust that federal money, Curtis. Even though Obama's not there, they're still for Obamacare. And although the Republicans in every state accept gobs of federal money, for some reason, they don't want to do this.
We accept gobs of federal money for the highway funds. 30% or more of our state budget is federal dollars.
But $1.8 billion isn't going to be on this budget.
Dom, a little bit more, and then maybe you can carry some water. Republicans' decision to reject federal funding to expand Medicaid, in Crudy's opinion, the most indefensible decision made in the last decade. They continue to make this bad decision. Other items removed include coverage of doula services, programming that would have been funded by marijuana legalization. Son of a...
Now, what are we talking about there? Probably $200 million a year in tax revenue, if you look at other states that have legalized.
Well, with inflation, I'm probably more than that. Repealing a work requirement for food share and a maternal and infant mortality prevention program. Because we don't love babies. We just want to force you to have them.
Yes, yes. The unborn are way more valuable than the born. Crudy, roughly the same amount was cut from Evers' DPI proposal, which had included a $2.6 billion increase for schools. Items cut from Evers' education proposal, included a plan to freeze enrollment in the state's private school voucher system, proposals for building the state's teaching workforce, funds for schools to get rid of racist mascots, and funding for free school meals.
So no funding, according to Republicans, to get rid of racist mascots, and no funding for free school meals. Although, in some cases, for poor kids, that's the only nourishment they might get in a day. But we don't give a damn about poor Wisconsin kids. What investment they make. Their priorities. Dom.
The priorities. Let's talk about the investment, as Molly Beck and Jesse Poyen write at the Journal Sentinel. However, Republicans did strike a deal with the governor to provide Wisconsin schools about $1 billion in additional revenue through a mix of new funding and property tax increases. From the DOA proposal, the committee stripped measures, including proposals to spend $290 million on a deal to keep the Milwaukee Brewers in Wisconsin, along with funding related to diversity, equity, and inclusion programming, the DEI. You know, that's the biggest danger facing humanity, according to Robin Voss. The Brewers' proposal remains in negotiation separate from the budget. Under the umbrella of the Public Service Commission, Republicans eliminated a proposed $750 million for broadband expansion, opting to wait for an expected influx of federal money. The allocation of those federal funds was confirmed on Monday. The state is set to receive more than $1 billion to expand high-speed internet access. So wait a minute. I just want to be clear here. The state of Wisconsin, our Republicans, they sat on a $750 million budget broadband expansion. They're going to fund this. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to wait on what? What are we waiting on? The federal money. The same feds that would give us, what, $1.8 billion to expand Medicaid at higher compensation? So what is it? How do you take the $1 billion in the high-speed internet but not the Medicaid?
Well, that was part of a bipartisan bill, Dom, signed off on by some moderate Republicans. And, of course, some of that work will flow through to Republican-owned contracting firms. Quite different, quite different.
About half of the $637 million cuts to Evers' DCF budget proposal came from Republicans' decision not to spend $340 million on a program known as Child Care Counts, which began in November of 21 after Evers directed $351 million in federal pandemic relief dollars to keep the program running through the end of 2023. Yeah, they cut that. And my understanding, that's about pretty close. I think it was Chris Larson, Senator Chris Larson from Milwaukee, tweeted out, that's about the same amount of money that they're giving in tax breaks to the super wealthy.
Well, Dom, as approved by the Budget Committee, the spending plan, you know, the Republican budget, would cut income taxes by $3.5 billion, boost funding for all K-12 schools, and that includes, what, voucher schools by about $1 billion? Yeah. You know, understand, Tony Evers tried to cap the number of voucher schools, said, we'll spend more money, but we want to cap the number. Republicans said, hell no to that. We're going to continue to squander the commons and fund two school districts.
Yes, the religious indoctrination. You know, what they accuse everyone else doing, well, you know, tithing is low, church attendance is down, so they got to get funds somehow. Well, we'll tap into what? The socialist pocket of the Wisconsin taxpayers.
And don't forget, Tom, Republicans cut $32 billion in diversity inclusion programming funds from the University of Wisconsin system. Smoke on the water. Oh, we got a smoking gun. We're going to play it for you a little bit later. Again, that is a tease. It's like, hey, there's bacon. But you can't have the bacon yet. The bacon's coming later.
I want bacon now.
More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies, overnight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 62. Southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 84. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 62. Partly cloudy skies, 84. Friday, with a chance for scattered storms, 82. Saturday, chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
AM WAUK. Jump, 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 jump.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always be a part. You can call us at 844-967-2789 or just download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite station where the Devils are playing and click on the text or call buttons and it'll route you through automatically.
You know, we've been asked to make an announcement. I'm going to make it now, Dom, because now seems like an opportune time. The American Red Cross is having their second annual summer blood drive and cookout. There's food, there's victuals. This is in the Wausau, central Wisconsin area, Friday, June 30th, 2023, happening over at 4900 Stewart Ave. And here's the important part. They need the blood. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And they ask that you set an appointment, if you'd be so kind. 1-800-733-2767. Or find them at redcrossblood.org. The cookout over the lunch hour, 11 to 1. And they do have an open house, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. that corresponds with the blood drive. You know, come on or give some blood and they'll give you a tour of the joint. They would appreciate that. This Friday, again, happening Red Cross, Stewart Ave, Wausau, Wisconsin, I believe, and American Red Cross. They need your blood and they'll give you food. That seems like a good trade-off, Dom. You got a blood to spare.
I'm gonna get like a cookie or something afterwards, but a full meal, that's even better.
Well, I didn't offer you a full meal. All presenting donors will be entered into a raffle for a chance to win a summer fun grill package, including wireless Bluetooth portable travel speaker, a 60-quart field insulated portable cooler, and a stand-up propane gas grill. Well, now you're cooking with gas, Dom. Help support service to armed forces with a clothing donation. Lots of ways to help. The American Red Cross Wausau area. This Friday, that's their big event. Look them up, help them out. So, I promised I would. That's my good deed for the day, Dom.
Oh, well done, Curtis. Community service, check.
What are we talking about now, man?
Well, we got to keep it local, man. I mean, as I have predicted from the get-go, David Jackson reporting at the USA Today listed in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Donald Trump, Curtis, threatens to boycott Milwaukee presidential debate over Fox News coverage.
Oh, he'll be here. He'll be here. Yeah. He'll be here.
Former President Trump jacked up threats on Monday that he will skip at least the first Republican debate in Milwaukee, complaining that one of the sponsors, Fox News, has ignored his recent campaign events. Oh, no! Fox did not broadcast Trump's weekend speeches in Washington, D.C. and Michigan, and then, quote, then wants me to show up and get them ratings for their presidential debate where I'm leading the field by 40 points, Trump said on his Truthy Social. Sorry, Fox News, life doesn't work that way. Yeah, that's really more for quid pro quo, isn't it? You know, I give you something, you give me something. That's how Trump does the deal.
He is the ratings machine, Dom.
I mean, if you're up 40, though,
Yeah, go ahead.
And I cannot believe I'm going to speak on behalf of Donald Trump. But if you're up by 40 and you're handing Ron DeSantis, the perhaps worst campaigner since Scott Walker, if you're up 40, why would you show up for a presidential debate? Why would you give lift to any of these also-rans?
Especially when someone like, I don't know, DeSantis, or he's not very strong at it, who's a New Jersey governor, comes at you. Chris Christie starts punching you in the face for, you know, waving around, I don't know, call them top secret documents, you know, for comes at you for, I don't know, crimes, fraud crimes. I mean, because Chris Christie is going to light his ass up. So it's not just that he's a 40 and he'll use any excuse and maybe people like you will buy it, Crudy, but I know and everybody knows Trump's going to get his ass handed to him by Chris Christie. He's going to get ganged up on. They're going to be bringing all of these things up.
Ganged up on.
Trump does not have an adequate response other than, you know, what, fat jokes and short jokes.
That's all it takes. To win over the faithful?
Come on,
have you seen the Republican? Have you received what about the prior experience from the Republican base? And I'm not saying he's going to win any general election anything. Couldn't win a general election dog catcher. But until you show me otherwise, the guy's up like 40 points in the polling down.
Sure, but you're going to ask me why he doesn't show up? I'm saying he's not showing up, not because he's up 40 points. I say he doesn't show up because he can't handle the heat.
Oh, contraire, mon frère. Yeah. I don't think that's the problem. And you talk about teaming up. I think the more of them there are, the easier it is for Trump to steal center stage. Of course, he would be perched, literally center stage. And he'd be flanked by, what, Tim Scott and Nikki Haley and maybe Chris Christie if he makes the qualifying criterion? Because you got to have, like, 1% support. And right now, I'm not sure the Chris Christie does. You know, so your best laid prognostications of the pain that Chris Christie would bring down upon Trump, first, he's got to make it to the stage. And then you also got to assume they don't two flight it, right? You get the big primary debate going on.
And NBC News had a poll out on Sunday. Christie was at 5%.
Oh, well, if he holds steady, he may qualify, Dom. But he's still going to be like, you know, he's still going to be like four positions downstage. Scott Walker
minor
stood
details.
Right next
doesn't
to
doesn't matter
Trump.
Where you're at. When you're lighting
America
a dude
doesn't
up,
need
when you're lighting
another
a dude
apprentice,
up,
sir.
When you have a line
we've
of
tried that
questions,
once.
When you have
America doesn't
it
need
doesn't
another
matter
apprentice,
where
sir.
You are. You can keep talking. You can keep talking, but it doesn't matter because Chris Christie knows and you know. Hey, Donald Trump, why were you shaking around these top secret documents? Right, he's got no answer for these things, Crudy.
I declassified them in my mind.
Yeah.
Go on.
He's not coming, dude. He will not show up. And not
you know,
because
I made
he's
him
40.
Eat the meatloaf. When Scott Walker came to my office, I gave him the $10,000 because he begged for it. They always do. I tic-tacked up. Come back. More Devils.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, the Devils Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu.
The U.S. Coast Guard says what's believed to be what's left of the crew of the doomed OGX Titan submersible has been recovered.
As the first debris from the Titan sub is lifted to shore, the Coast Guard announcing that investigators have found presumed human remains that have been carefully recovered within the wreckage at the site of the incident. It comes as cranes hoisted large pieces of the Titan wreckage with cables and wires, what appears to be a panel from the exterior of the submersible, along with one of the sub's end caps.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. A federal jury in Missoula, Montana determined that a health clinic where hundreds of people died from asbestos exposure submitted more than 330 false claims that made patients eligible for Medicare. Domingo Germán of the New York Yankees fired a perfect game in an 11-0 victory over the A's. It's the 19th perfect game, regular season and playoffs of the modern era, and the first no-hit game of this season. This is ABC News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Begin that brighter future.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. What an air quality warning Tuesday. The smoke and gun tape of Donald Trump's wrecking air quality all across America. Milwaukee's got some of the worst air in the world. So, you know, lock yourself indoors.
Milwaukee's on the lake. We're a little better over here.
Milwaukee, top of the Journal Sentinel. The headline, literally, Milwaukee has some of the worst air. Milwaukee's air quality is one of the worst in the world. Very unhealthy for everyone. The headline at 3:13 p.m., Tom. You ever tire?
Oh, man, it's only a 260. Brookfield was 329, man. Read past the headlines, Crudy.
I don't have to.
Because you don't want to.
Well, here's one for you.
The headline tells you what you want to hear.
Here's an interesting headline, and you can certainly join us. 844-967-2789. As someone who made an ill-fated declaration and ran for something once, you know, I was feeling proud of myself for a moment there. I thought I was being civically active running for governor, Dom, here in the great city.
Is that what it was?
Something. It was, sure, similar to my patriotic feelings in the early 90s when I joined the military after Iraq invaded Kuwait, Dom. It was just like that. I felt like I owed it to the state because I love Wisconsin, Dom. But we've already got a declared 2026 gubernatorial candidate. Beer vendor for governor.
All right.
I'm not quite clear why Ryan Strand, Strnad. I'm not quite clear why he is. Made this early declaration, Dom. You know, this seems earlier than Tom Nelson getting in the senatorial race before the presidential was decided. But anyways, here's what's being reported. Journal Sentinel, Tyler Katzenberger. I hope it's not a nothing burger. Wisconsin's next race for governor, which takes place 3 years from now, has its first potential contender after longtime beer vendor Ryan Strand? I'm calling him Strand. I gotta say the word aloud. Strand. That's what I'm calling him. Announced Monday he would run for the state's top office if Democratic Governor Tony Evers decides not to pursue a third term.
Oh, Evers is running again. Come on.
Three-term Tony.
Ryan doesn't have to worry about it.
Three-term Tony. Tony was teasing at the Democratic Party convention. Strand, 51, of Maguanago, has served refreshments to Brewers fans for 35 years. Started when he was 16, apparently, Dom. And is founder and managing member of Drinks in the Seats, a political action committee formed in 2016 to lobby on behalf of in-seat beer vendors. He's the first Democratic candidate to make an official statement about a potential 2026 candidacy less than 8 months after Evers was elected to a second term. And between his jobs, serving beer at the American Family Field, working as a machinist and staffing the front desk at a local dry cleaner, Strand estimates he works an average of 70 hours a week. I believe Tony Evers keeps a similar schedule. He believes his work experiences set him apart from other potential candidates. I'm flat out like one of us. I'm holding down the jobs. The people see me all the time at the ballpark. I have to raise a lot of money, but hopefully that can get me some votes. Although Evers has not made a re-election announcement, he quipped at the state Democratic convention earlier this month, I was there, that people could call him three-term Tony, leading some to believe he may seek a third term. Evers clarified on Sunday his joke was not a re-election announcement. In an interview with WISN-TV, he added, he won't be making that decision for some time. So what do you think, Dom?
I think it's enlightening, man. It's motivating. I think lots of people should run for lots and lots of different offices, because when we don't, other Republicans do. It's self-governance. It's a constant. It's like self-help, right? It's self-awareness. You got to constantly work at it. And when you don't show up, you got people like, you know, Scott Walker showing up.
Do you think Strand could beat Scott Walker? I think it'd be a fair fight. Strand might need some backing of the greatest radio show ever, but
yeah,
we would support whoever the Democratic nominee is.
I just hope he stays in longer than a month, man.
That was a compassionate concession. I was clearing the field so a less conservative candidate could rise and win election.
Yeah. You and Scott Walker, man. Same philosophy.
I had clearing about the decks. And Scott Walker was clearing the deck. So what? So that Donald Trump would be defeated.
Right. We'll see, so someone else could defeat Donald Trump, and that did not happen, right?
See, I thought Kelda Royce was that candidate.
See what we
Wisconsin
know.
Didn't need me anymore because they had Kelda.
Curdy, a little bit. I know
I'm ready to move on when you are. Go ahead.
I want to throw out a little bit more of the piece at the Journal Sentinel about Donald Trump, maybe threatening to maybe show up, maybe not in August for the first Republican debate. A little bit more here. Trump, his latest threat as a rising number of Republicans are trying to pressure him into participating in the debates, starting with an August 23rd event at the Pfizer Forum, which will be the main venue for the Republican National Convention 11 months later. Reince Priebus, former Trump White House Chief of Staff and Republican Party Chairman, predicted on ABC's This Week that Trump would eventually jump in, if only to respond to rivals like former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Here's what Priebus said. I think it'll happen. He added that the nation is in the midst of middle finger politics, the world of WrestleMania politics, the world where, you know, attention is what everyone is seeking in order to get support.
Middle finger politics? Where did that come from?
So Chris Christie going to run across the stage and clothesline Donald Trump, man, take him off right over the podium. Is that what we're doing? I'm going to, you know, George the Animal Steel, I'm going to bite the foam off the turnbuckle and start banging their heads again. I mean, really? Really? This is Reince Priebus? Oh, my God. Yes, please, Ryan Strand, anybody, everybody, run. Good God, run.
After the latest revelation, the smoking gun, we're going to play it for you in the happy hour. I would have guessed the Iranian Sheik. He was
Sergeant Slaughter. The Ultimate Warrior, come on, man.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
I didn't, who was it? Billy Graham just passed away recently.
Yes. He wasn't in WWE. Let me ask you, before you read on and go back to the serious coverage, Dom, which WWE wrestler, former, current, do you feel like most personifies your personality?
Oh, the Ultimate Warrior, man. The Ultimate Warrior. Certainly not Andre the Giant, man. He's a big fella. It was Billy Graham.
Andre the Giant is Fancy Brian. I mean, at least there's a slight facial resemblance there. Who's Billy Graham? What? Go ahead.
Superstar Billy Graham, and he was like the first guy. He looked kind of like a Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan came after Superstar Billy Graham. He kind of laid the groundwork for all the action and of course the steroids and the glam of the whole thing. Superstar Billy Graham, man, he started all that. He passed away recently. So, but I mean, is that what we're
you didn't
is
even
that where
ask
we are,
me.
Man?
You didn't even okay, ask Curtis, me who my
you
WWE. Wrestling.
Yes. Who do you look like? Who's the Bill? Who? Go ahead.
Well, it's got to be Hulk Hogan, of course. A, look at the pythons. And B, he's got the really bad hair, right? So, like, if I grew out my hair in the back, I would have, like, the Hulk Hogan thing going on. So I got to say Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking. There's another. Oh, King Kong Bundy. That's who you remind me of.
Come on.
King All right, Kong. Let's finish it up. Then we'll take some calls. 844-967-2789 before we get too far beyond. Republican opponents have urged Trump to debate, saying he owes it to the GOP primary voters. Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, has been particularly vocal, saying the only reason Trump would refuse to debate is fear. If Trump doesn't want to debate, then he doesn't want to be president, Christie tweeted on Monday. Trump has long suggested he would avoid Republican debates, in part because of sponsoring organizations. In recent years, Trump has attacked covers on Fox News, which will supply questioners for the Milwaukee debate. Trump previously praised the network, but now complains that they favor Republican rival Ron DeSantis. The former president, 2024 Republican nomination frontrunner, also has attacked officials with the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Library, which is planning to host a Republican debate in September.
That's where Wanker hangs out, right? Scott Walker.
But isn't the Young America's Foundation already a sponsor for this first one as well?
Yes.
I got to look it up now. I mean,
yeah, but the Reagan Ranch, the Sal Salido Reagan Ranch, that's like Scott Walker's second stolen home.
Oh, WWE, WF politics, whatever, all-star wrestling, WrestleMania politics.
WTF politics, middle finger politics.
Middle finger politics, yep.
You know, I feel quite confident I could compete at middle finger politics.
Oh, I got it there, man. If I don't remember numbers or what I did last night, and it was going to go up and insult each other and swear and give each other the finger, I am your candidate. Now, I will light some people up, man.
I don't know if you're aware, but there is a new incarnation of the Civic Media app, and it's super text friendly for the host. Really, it's about us. If you get the Civic Media app and you text in, we see it. And I actually read them now. I never used to. Just a little confession. I never used to. So here are a few of the texters. Tony Z texted in, listening on the Buzz of the North, but he's texted in from Fremont, Ohio. He said, what about Hacksaw Jim Duggan? And then there's a suggestion from Middleton, Dom and Crudy cage match next week. I can't be in wrestling shape by next week, Dom, so you get a reprieve.
Oh, thanks. So I'm sure you'll
sometime
show up otherwise.
After the fourth.
Then you're going to push up and then you're ready to go.
I can do push-ups. It's the aerobic activity that would kill me. Here's another one. Dom has me spitting out my beer. King Kong Bundy. Cage match ratings. I don't know what that means. Cage match. 2 minutes.
It wasn't Zuckerberg and some other billionaire.
Elon
Musk are going to fight.
Cage.
Is that a thing?
Octagon. They're getting.
Or did someone's mom's call it off? I didn't. I'm not really aware of all this stuff.
I would do like that sumo suit wrestling with CJ. I would do that.
How do we know if you're wearing the suit, dude?
I did offer.
Oh, that's right. Because you got the hat, the helmet thing. It looks like you got hair.
I'm going to beat your ass in real life. Yeah. You know, I did offer once upon a time if Dan O'Donnell, Righty Whitey Talk radio host, I offered for the good of the nation to Foxy box him, I would get in shape to beat Dan O'Donnell's ass. For charity, I would do it for charity.
Yes, for the children.
I would box Dan for charity. And I got a hell of a jaw. I could take a punch. Several. Dozens. Hundreds even. I'd do it for the kids. We'd make it a
children's
boxing
charity. Rules, or what about wrestling and all the rest of it? What are all the kids fighting now?
It's no, that's boxing. Just theatrics now.
Oh, it is, huh?
No, I would certainly box you. Although you're short, I don't know if I could get down there. I'd have to bend at the knees a little bit. But Dan O'Donnell, I'd get into shape for that guy.
Dude, MMA, Crudy, I will take you on because I know you can't stand up too long. I'll just run you around, run you ragged, and take you down, baby, to the ground. 844-967-2789. Come back with us if you want the cage match.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186. All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies, overnight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 62. Southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 84. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 62. Partly cloudy skies, 84. Friday, with a chance for scattered storms, 82. Saturday, chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
40 AM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your take always at 844-967-2789.
Do you think Tony Evers would WWE against Robin Voss for the restoration of the $32 million, the diversity, equity, and inclusion dollars?
No, quite contentious. I know it's WWE, you know, middle finger politics, according to Reigns Priebus, but I don't think we're like practically physically right there, at least with the with those two politicians. I'm sure there are others out there. Who's a Van Orden? He might be ready to go into the ring. You know, he's a pretty feisty guy. You know, hell, he was already at the insurrection. So, you know,
you'd
have
to pat him down, though, Dom. You'd bring a gun to a pillow fight.
Bring a foreign object inside the ring, man. That's illegal. You can't do that.
Yeah. Well, he found that out. I mean, if the man's not worried about bringing a loaded weapon through TSA 1 in the chamber, dude, you think he's going to mind the ring rules?
No, I don't.
844-967-2789. I'd like to talk to you wrestling fans. How about you, Mark? Were you a fan of the wrestling as a younger man? Or perhaps
not? Not really.
Hey, Mark.
Not really. I mean, it's just kind of, it's all fake, but you got to be really athletic to do it, because otherwise those people would be killing one another. The people would be suffering really severe injuries on a more frequent basis if they weren't, you know, highly trained athletes. But for rancid Phoebus, and I'm not going to use the word I usually use when I refer to him. That it's just just another clown show with all the Republicans out there now.
Do you smell what Rance is cooking?
It is, but Mark, I mean, come on, how will we strive for something more than that? While it's mildly entertaining, sure, we see the effect of this kind of mentality, man. I mean, people died, they ransacked the Capitol, for crying out loud, and now they're pushing the lies and the violence and all the stuff, man. That all stems from what? Not being cordial enough, civil enough. I mean, shouldn't we try to be something more than middle finger politics, Mark?
Mark, did you hear the QAnon shaman has joined the WWE?
Oh, good Lord.
That's sarcasm.
Okay, Jim. Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's just sad that we, that our discourse has the Republicans have, you know, that have lowered themselves to this level of discourse. I mean, that all the Republicans should be condemning what happened on January 6th. They should be condemning Donald Trump's behavior, you know, that has occurred since 2015, for God's sakes. And that unless they can, and I've called it my representatives, except for Ron Johnson, which he's a lost cause, but they should be applauding the Supreme Court's decision now and waxing poetic about the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, saying it's the people that choose the electors, not the politicians that that are sitting in office.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly how it should be. And we do have some U.S. Supreme Court rulings coming down today. We will get to that in the next hour.
I actually am very excited about a Supreme Court ruling. They did not empower the Trump coup plan, Dom? The super legislature, they're all powerful, ignoring the 14th Amendment, as Mark likes to point out. Well, that didn't have traction with the court. The three very conservative ones, though, Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch, they were the three in the 6-3 that threw out that stupid idea, threw it back in the trash heap history. That's actually very good news. Very good news. The alternative would have been disastrous.
Yeah, yeah.
844-967-2789. Tom from McFarland. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. You know, I think when you use some of the Republican logic, but just look at it from a different perspective as far as January 6th, and I want to take you back to the days of December 7th, 1941, and I'm noticing that people aren't releasing any of the video or photos of ships that were just sailing all peaceful and like before 7 a.m. Why don't we show the full picture of what happened on December rather than just cherry pick here, attack there? You know, why don't we talk about the boats and the fishermen that were out catching some fish, having a good time? It was a nice touristy thing. But no, all I got to do is cherry pick what happened. I think that people ought to investigate that. What do you guys think?
I think you're absolutely right. You can have, there's just a bunch of people up for a peaceful flight until it wasn't, right?
I think we lost the caller, but his absence is consent, Dom. You were right.
Yes, I am always right. I saw a headline and did not get into the meat, but my understanding is some of the right-wing Republicans are upset with Speaker McCarthy because he will not release more or all of the video evidence of the ransacking, the coup, the attack, inspired and directed by Donald Trump and his crew. They're not going to show the rest of the video. They wanted all their man.
The last time he released the hounds, Dom, released the video, of course, it was to Tucker. And Tucker got fired, so, you know, it's a powerful, powerful thing they suppressed, Dom. do you see Tucker Carlson got replaced by Jesse Shallow Waters?
Oh, Jesse. It's a long way, man. He used to be, O'Reilly's man on the street, wasn't he?
He was like an intern dude.
Right.
Now he's got the primetime slot because he's the biggest D-bag on Fox News. He is the most emboldening to the Fox News viewer. And Hannity's keeping his spot, and Laura Ingraham's keeping her spot. Who else did they GM in? Oh, that Gutfield guy. They're moving him into primetime, Dom, because, you know, he's like a righty with a sense of humor, they claim. How'd that work
out
for
him? How's Tucker doing on the Twitters, man? Wasn't he pulling in some big
ceasing
numbers?
Ceasing and desisting last
going down a little bit.
Ceasing and desisting.
Ceasing and desisting?
Well, they did. Fox News is paying him $25 million a year to shut up and sit on the bench.
Right.
Shut up and dribble, Tucker, right? We don't pay you to talk anymore. We pay you to shut up and sit there. So anyways, I'm not sure if, you know, other than the very hardcore fans, them, I'm not sure if they're enjoying the Twitter stylings of Tucker. Rhymes with Tucker Carlson.
Well, now you get Jesse Waters. Congratulations, Jesse. We'll see how long you last.
come back with us. We'll see how long you last, our fair audience. We hope it's till the end. All we ask is a couple hours a day. It's not that hard. The Happier Happy Hour is next. The Tuesday edition. Just don't breathe the air. Could kill you. It's really bad air. Here in Wisconsin, that is.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people. But there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoik likes to brag about.
Our horn like too. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News. App.